This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. Here's what you need to know about today from the DJV experience, which includes me, Doug, and J is Jennifer, V is Victoria, Kara Schillen is at the Krosnar Studio in Washington. There's a new poll that came out over the weekend. 96% of Americans who voted for Donald Trump do not regret their vote. How about that? This is a Washington Post ABC News poll, too, as a matter of fact. There are people who still question his temperament and his judgment, his honesty, his trustworthiness, whatever. But there is no, after you have a voter's remorse, whatever it is.
So I'm the only one here that actually voted for the president, right?
Yes, I think you are.
Yes.
Wow. Yep. Okay. But now, to turn this around a little bit, the anecdotal stories about Trump supporters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In the same poll, conducted by Pew Research for ABC and Washington Post, suggests, and it's very strong, kind of fine. This is just more personality stuff than anything else. People say the folks who voted for Hillary Clinton, 15% of them say they would ditch her if the election were to be rearranged. That isn't the
case.
What
does that mean? You mean if
they would vote for somebody else. They would vote differently. If 2016 were to be held again, 85% of the people who said that they liked Mrs. Clinton would stick with her, 15% said they would vote differently.
Like for Bernie?
Which is, yeah, I think under the circumstances, it's easy to I think that's easy. I don't know if there's I don't think there's anything surprising about that.
I think it's awfully surprising that the left in this country would like to put its arms around socialism. That's disturbing,
It
should be disturbing to a lot of people, but that seems to be where the Democratic Party is going.
I disagree with that. I don't think that I don't think it's disturbing. I mean, you know, when Bernie, so Bernie wants free college, that wouldn't pass. It's the same thing like that you've said, Jen, about like some of the crazy stuff that Trump has said. And you're like, you know what, everyone just calm down. It's not going to happen. So I think that there's an element of that that would have been the same thing with Bernie. People would have said, you know what, calm down, everybody. Free college isn't going to be for everyone.
I mean,
when we think of socialism, public schools are that's socialism. Like, do we want to get rid of public schools?
Public schools actually are socialism. That is a social.
Do we want to get rid of that?
Social experiment.
It's so much more than. It's not about free college. That's scratching the surface of what is going on. That's the momentum in the country on the left is moving towards a system where everyone is equal, moving towards a system where everybody makes the same amount of money, that there shouldn't be an upper class. And you look at how it's working in places like Venezuela, and it's not working so well, where people can't buy groceries on the shelf, and it breeds. I mean, you think capitalism breeds corruption, socialism breeds even more corruption, and
Be a socialist nation.
Well, really?
Yeah, it wouldn't happen.
Why is the Democratic Party, half of the people in this nation, and it's fair to say half, are wrapping their arms towards the Bernie Sanders style of thinking, which is a lot more. He acknowledges he is a socialist. He acknowledges that.
I know.
It's more than free college, and people are wrapping their arms around
that. But what else would he want to do? Like, if he was the president, what else would he want to do that would be so terrible?
Over-regulating businesses and income so that people are on par with each other in as far as income potential and
But that wouldn't happen. That's another one of those crazy things that like Trump has said, it's not going to happen. Like we're not going to have an income general, like a surgeon general who says everyone has to make the same amount of money. That's not going to happen.
Well,
I mean, that's like a Kurt Vonnegut novel.
Happen, but I'm getting at if half the country is starting to put its arms around socialism, it's very possible that it could happen.
Well, I think that half the country really wants the gender pay gap to be equalized. I don't think anyone has a problem with that unless you're a male chauvinist and you don't believe that people should be paid equally. But beyond that, I mean, I don't really see how that could ever happen.
I think there's a lot of issues at play here that seem to sound good to people, and I think what we're seeing, and this isn't even political, but more of a cultural shift in where people are looking for program. I mean, people came here originally, I guess the best way to put this is that people came here originally for opportunity and for a chance to thrive. And I believe that our culture has started to shift in that they want the government to provide for them. And I think there's less of an emphasis on hard work and putting in the time and more an emphasis of what the government is going to give to me. What's my right for living here? What do I get? And I see that shift, at least where I live in California. I see a lot of people who just have decided to give up and just take advantage of the government. And that really, truly should be a problem to all of us because that's the change in what drives us as a nation. And it's being reevaluated right now.
No, I know what you're saying in California. California is insane right now with the sanctuary cities and the sanctuary state and, like, all that stuff. I totally get that. But most Americans, even if they were for some of the other things that Bernie Sanders was for, most Americans don't want sanctuary states. That's just not what America wants. I mean, I think that we're talking about small pockets of people who are very loud, and I don't think that that represents America at all. I think there are people who could say, I support Bernie Sanders. I'm one of them. I could say, I support Bernie Sanders and a lot of things that he says, I don't want sanctuary states.
I don't think that's BS. I'm not paying for somebody else's college, but there were things that were so similar to what Donald Trump said. Remember, Donald Trump...
They weren't that far apart.
No, they weren't.
Well, they both are against the establishment, against the establishment of the country, that's for sure.
All right, let's talk about Chelsea Clinton for a second. Speaking of Hillary, there was an awards ceremony, and I'm trying to put my hand on it, and I apologize in a sense because it just is one of those things. I look at hundreds of things over the weekend, and something caught the corner of my eye, and I'm only remembering it now because we mentioned Hillary Clinton's name. She, I believe, Saturday night won some kind of humanitarian award and was introduced by a comedian who took a shot at her mother. And so Chelsea was very gracious. She accepted the award for whatever it was. And then she took a shot back at the comedian. And I just thought it was kind of it's cool.
What did she say? I thought this was a Saturday Night Live thing, so I saw a headline.
Well, it was the woman
it.
Who was, it was who's
the
always
from
who
there.
Plays Hillary on Saturday Night Live was the one who gave
her
the
award. Oh, Kate McKinnon?
Yeah, McKinnon. That's
okay.
Who it was. Yeah, yeah. She introduced her, and she, in the introduction, took a shot trying to be funny at her mother. And Chelsea didn't think it was funny. So she thanked her and the people giving her the award. And then she said, by the way, my mother isn't whatever the punchline of the joke was. But I thought that it was nice. Hillary's made it very clear she's not running for anything else, even though there are a lot of people that are trying to get her to run for mayor of New York. She says, I'm not doing that.
No.
But the point here is that Chelsea is someone who's very loyal and very adept, if that's the word you want to use, at taking care of even her father. I shouldn't say even her father after all that. But you know what? It's a great example of forgiveness and how it works, and it can work for anybody and everybody. Giving someone the benefit of the doubt, forgiving them, that, you know, there's the forgive and then there's the forget. I've been told that I was forgiven for things, but I'm not going to forget whatever it was. And
that's kind of an ominous thing to say, isn't it?
Well, it is.
To someone, it makes you not feel like the relationship's okay again when you say, I'm going to forgive but not forget.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's exactly right.
I'm waiting
right.
for, like, evil laughter in the background, you know.
But I think that's exactly right. I mean, you only say that to someone with whom you don't plan on having, you know, right. a long-term relationship with. Or you plan on having it, if it's family, if you say that to a family member, well, I can forgive you, but I'm not going to forget that you said this or forget that it happened. That obviously is a relationship that's never going to be bridged. That's just going to be maybe civil, and that'll be the best it's going to be.
Well, it's, I guess
speaking
it depends
from experience,
on, yeah, there's a lot to it under the circumstances. You know, sometimes people understand things to happen differently than they do. You know, it's a ring around the rosy stuff.
Mm.
At any rate, I think that Chelsea has forgiven her father, And she's probably not ever going to forget that circumstance, but she's forgiven
him.
That was
tough, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, whether Hillary was the perfect mother or not, none of us are perfect. I'm not a perfect father. I certainly wasn't perfect with my two children. And I haven't been perfect with the people in my world that I've loved. But, you know, and I'm betting that that's been the case with you, Jennifer, and with you, Victoria. You have things that
perfect,
you wish
yeah.
upon thinking back, I wish I hadn't done that or hadn't thought it or whatever it is, but you got to move on. And I think that that's the case. Getting off on that, I think the point that I was trying to make at the beginning of this was what a good daughter I thought Chelsea was to her mother and her father, because especially the way she handled her father. I mean, put yourself in that position, man.
How
hard is it to do
publicly
something like that?
When you're a young kid? But, you know, I mean, going back to, isn't it time now that we, enough with the Hillary jokes? You know, even if Kate McKinnon, who was very friendly with Hillary because they played Hillary together on SNL and everything, but, like, isn't that just sort of passé now? Like, that's kind of, like, it's over.
I'm surprised she did it because she was the one that was crying at the piano when, you remember when Hillary lost? She did the piano thing on Saturday Night Live?
She was as Hillary. She was playing Hillary.
She was crying. That was a political statement to be sure, and one she probably supported. It just seems an odd vessel to have a joke made, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for Chelsea. I mean, Chelsea's allowed to stand up for her parents and defend her mother, and she didn't, you know, she did it very diplomatically throughout the election, but there's been a lot of stuff thrown at Hillary that I'm sure Chelsea, you know, had to sit on her hands because she wanted to say stuff. So I think now if she wants to defend her mom, she has every right to.
Yeah.
And she always does it in a dignified way. Chelsea is certainly not, you know, someone who is going to be vulgar at all.
Television news and what's on tonight, coming right up here on the DJV Show.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I...
All right, so the passing of Aaron Moran is something that's been noted and noted and noted, so I don't know that it needs any more underscoring. Who saw something really good on TV last night?
I didn't watch live TV this weekend, but I did catch up on Designated Survivor.
Yeah.
And I also watched, what else did I see? I caught up on some of the sitcoms. Gosh, I was all over the place this weekend. I was doing some DVR cleanup.
Yeah, I watched the Adam Sandler new movie on Netflix, Sandy Wexler. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes, total waste of time. The only reason to watch it is that Jennifer Hudson is wonderful in it, but it's a total waste of time.
All right.
I'm excited for tonight because guess what?
What's
comes
tonight?
Back tonight?
Yeah, yeah. What's tonight? Tonight
you don't like
tonight?
This one so much, but I do. Gotham is back after their mid-season break. Love that show. The Riddler is developing. Penguin is developing. It's going to be great. Gotham, 8 o'clock on Fox. Also a new episode in Creepy Crawly Mode. Dougie Bates Motel is new, 10 p.m. on A&E, and of course you have all the reality shows. We're getting down to the wire on Dancing with the Stars and The Voice and Supergirl. If you're into the superhero thing, Supergirl is at on the CW at 8.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible. It ain't necessarily
so. Self-indulgent. Bill Murray. It's, I don't know. I think it gets to be a lot of work to try to figure him out, and is it worth it at the end of the day? I guess if you're a big Bill Murray fan, it is. I'm not, so I could care less that he's going to release a classical album this summer. He has worked on this project called New Worlds, in which he sings and performs literary readings over chamber music, led by cellist Jan Vogler. The trio is led by Vogler. Program has him singing Gershwin music, stuff from West Side Story, Stephen Foster, reading selections from Walt Whitman, Ernest Hemingway, Mark Twain. He's got a fan base.
I think it's kind of a cool idea. I mean, no one's ever done an album like that where it's like a, you know, a
weird
mix of...
the market for it, though? See, I don't think, and maybe he doesn't even care. That could be it.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
and I think that there are people out there who will watch anything that Bill Murray does or listen to anything that he does.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
I like this. Well, Doug, I mean, a couple of weeks ago we debuted the song he did with Paul Schaefer, and you liked that.
That was okay. Yeah. But this is all sort of combination. Listen, it's all in where your heart and your head is. I don't like him doing this kind of stuff. I'd rather see him just be funny. I'm not sure he can be funny in this, too.
I don't know. I just think it's very odd that we put people in a box and say, oh, because you're funny, you have to be funny at all.
I'm not putting him in a box. I just find it not appealing. It's just everybody's got a personal taste, and I don't... There's nothing about this thing. When I listen to it, crank it up again. If I'm going to listen to something, I'll go to Sirius and listen to the 60 channel. If I have time and I don't have anything else to do with my time but to listen to something, then that's what I'll do. I sure as hell am not going to go out of my way to listen to this, but that's just...
Oh, my God. Yeah, when we played this a couple weeks ago, he really liked it.
You really liked it.
It's amazing how time changes things.
All right, crank this up again. This is one thing I didn't mind. Yeah, this is all right. It's the other stuff. Play this by itself and it's fine. I don't have a problem with this. The other stuff.
You don't like the classical type stuff, you mean? This is more like up-tempo.
I'd be better reading Ernest Hemingway than he would.
Oh, God.
That's an idea. Maybe
you have to compete.
That's what I should do. I think I'll do an album and I'll do readings.
That's not self-indulgent for you, the Doug Steffen album?
The Doug Steffen album, that's it. And nobody would buy that either. All right, moving along now, here's something. Speaking of self-indulgent, Neil Young has announced a streaming service called X-Stream. He's got a company called Pono Music, his proprietary audio player and online storefront for his recordings. But I don't think it's actually gotten fully...
It didn't work, yeah.
He
tried to do it, but he also tried to charge like $20 to $30 per album because the sound quality was better than what you could get on other digital streaming services.
Now he hasn't got it anymore.
It didn't work.
This is what... If he'd done it when this stuff was big, this would be... Yeah, this would be fabulous, right? This is great stuff. Heart of Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his new X-Stream is supposed to be very reasonable, and he said he wants to find a way to deliver the high quality of the audio to a larger audience. And it's not just his music. I mean, he's starting with all of his stuff, but it'll be other artists on there, too.
All right, so let's make a moment for the family of Christina Grimmie. They've officially released some more of the material she had ready to drop before... she was shot, was it last year, last summer, right, at a meet and greet?
It's right around now, I think. It's been a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do we think of this? Listen, crank this up a little bit, will you? What do you think? 28 past the hour.
Secure your farm from theft. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota. For Earth. For Life.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families. For ourselves. For us all. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Willow Lake, South Dakota farmer Stephen Burkholz ran a welding business out of his farm shop for many years, so the shop was accessible to folks going in and out.
Most of the tools that were stored on my shop were ones that we don't use every day. And as the time passed, I noticed I lost the generator. I couldn't find it. Then I noticed the magnetic drill press, and then I found that battery chargers were gone and drills. And that's when we started accumulating that we'd had a theft problem here on the farm. It was approximately $6,000 to $7,000 worth of tools. I mean, a portable welder don't take long to add up $2,500 there, and magnetic drill press, another $2,500.
Burkholz decided he needed a video surveillance system.
I started with the basic ones off Amazon or out of the catalog, the analog systems, and set them up, and they didn't have a good picture and whatnot. So then I thought, I'll get a better quality one. Well, there's one out of New York City. I went and ordered that one up, and it was a lot better system. It was $1,500, $2,000. Made out of poor quality equipment, it just didn't last.
Burkholz settled on a system from a South Dakota company called OnSite. Visit onsite247.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You're like a giggle factory today behind the scenes. What's going on with you?
I'm trying to find things that are this. I almost stuck to a story. Then I said, nah, I don't want to do it because Jennifer had to leave. The Trump the Trump counter to the White House Correspondents' Dinner that's scheduled this Saturday night. They're going to have a rally somewhere and try to create the opposite. If all the news was going to be about the correspondence, which normally would be the case on that night, and Trump's not going and he wants to create something else, so he's going to have a rally that same night at the same time to suck some more of the air out of the room. And I thought, I don't want any more of that. And then I'm looking around at some of the other things that are trending, and it's kind of a weird Monday, frankly. There's a weird picture of Richard Simmons.
He's out of the hospital, isn't he?
Yeah, he doesn't look good at all, though. Did you see that picture?
No, I didn't. Let me Google him now.
No.
Poor Richard Simmons.
And Jack Nicholson's 80th birthday over the weekend, and he looks like he's ready to be stuck in a coffin.
Oh, boy.
These people. So then I finally stumbled into something about Amy Schumer, who is a character, vulgar, not everybody's cup of tea. But then, you know, that's what makes a horse race. I said earlier I didn't like Bill Murray stuff much anymore. And there's that, but you can mention anybody's name that's well known, and you can find people on both sides, right? Amy Schumer is one.
Yeah.
Chelsea Clinton's another one. Bill Murray's another one. You know, name a person, and you find if they're doing anything, then people are going to react to them one way or another. And I suppose that's a good thing because they're doing something. It's better to be doing something than nothing, right?
Right.
So Amy Schumer in this circumstance is a comedian that has had some success on television, movie success. I think she's written. She does a lot of stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
She was jogging around Chicago last week when she stopped into the local Six Corners mattress firm hoping for an emergency bathroom. The store manager pointed her toward the restroom, not realizing that it was Amy Schumer. Grateful for the hospitality, Ms. Schumer walked up to this employee on her way out and asked which mattress was her favorite. She then, the lady pointed out the mattress over in the corner was a $2,000 mattress, and Amy Schumer said, okay, here's $2,000 for the mattress as a gesture of appreciation. And so anyway, this lady, she gave it to her. The lady, she didn't keep it for herself. She gave it to the salesperson in the store. And apparently this lady needed a mattress because she just had moved into a new apartment and needed some things for the apartment. So
that's nice. I like that.
Yeah. After she left, the lady said, the employee's name was Sagin Ligar. I Googled her name. The lady that was right there talking to me is Amy Schumer. Amazing. Unbelievable. But you know what? She has a reputation of being kind of a jerk, and that may not be fair. It may not be true. Just because she's vulgar in her stand-up, does that mean that she's a vulgar or nasty person? No.
I don't think she's a nasty person, but she's had a few moments where Jennifer and I think Kara, we were talking about this, I think it was last year, when she was put into one of the fashion magazines, put her into, like, celebrating beauty at any size, and they put her in with, like, the plus-size girls, like Ashley Graham, yeah. And she said, I'm not plus-size, you know, I go between a 6 and an 8 or whatever. And it was kind of like, she shouldn't have said anything. It's not a big deal. Like, who cares if someone thinks that you're a size 8 and that makes you plus size, whatever. That didn't sit well with a lot of women.
Yeah.
And then there was another instance where, and this was a fan's problem, but the guy kept, like, coming up to her face and trying to take a selfie with her without her permission. And he was in her face, and her bodyguard had to push the guy away. And then she said that she wasn't going to take selfies with fans anymore because of
that. I remember that. Yeah, I remember
that. So that was another one. That was kind of...
But why
should
she take selfies with fans?
But why should every other fan who's paying to see her and keeping her popular, why should they be denied a picture with her if they asked her politely?
I don't know. I think that is, though, as you know, that's one of the big things. People want to get paid for their autograph these days. A lot of people do. And you're right about it in the main. What kind of, if it wasn't for people... Whatever, you're singing, you're dancing, you're an actress, you're a
right.
television show. If it wasn't for people watching or listening or participating in your event, you wouldn't have any success. You'd have no more money.
I mean, each one of these actors and comedians and singers, they're a business. And,
yeah.
And these are people who are supporting their business. So, like, I don't understand. You know, I always like to hear when someone says, I'll take a picture with every last person in the room. You know, I like hearing
yes.
that from celebrities.
But you see, everybody's different. We're not all the same. Everybody handles things differently. We all handle the good stuff, the bad stuff in our lives
yeah.
differently. That's what makes the world go around. And that, otherwise, what would we have to talk about? Right? Under the circumstances. All right, here's the story on the president of YouTube. Lady's name is Joanna Wright. She's in charge of product management at YouTube. She posted, let's see, last Friday that engineers have fixed an issue with restricted mode, which is an optional video filtering feature designed to hide potentially inappropriate content. YouTube noted that, let's see here, there were a number of people who were concerned about LGBTQ content. and now that's available in the restricted mode. We want to clarify restricted mode should not filter out content belonging to individuals or groups based on certain attitudes or gender identity, political viewpoints, yada, yada, yada. So I guess what, if I'm reading between the lines here correctly, Victoria, you can have at it with me. If I understand this, the fact YouTube is used by millions of people every day, and things are posted up there, and if something's going on, there's a lot of, I don't know if there's sexually, do they have on YouTube sexually explicit stuff? Do they have X-rated
yes.
videos that are on YouTube?
Well, I truthfully, I've never searched for it, so I don't really know.
No, I don't know. That's why I'm asking the question.
I do believe that there is some stuff on there. I think typically it gets taken down after someone flags it.
Yeah. Well, they do have flags or notifications. Like if you go to a, I don't know, sometimes a Rihanna video or just a music video, sometimes they'll have like naked people in it. And so you'll get a little thing that says you have to be
naked. Naked people go to Rihanna concerts?
What? No, like in a music video for a song that she's released. Oh. Sometimes it will
so
be
in her video, music videos, there are naked people?
Sometimes. They're not fully naked, but just something that you wouldn't necessarily want a little kid to see. So I've
right.
seen notifications pop up, and you have to click to say that you're older than 18. Of course.
Well, how are they going to prove that?
Of course you could click it if you're younger than 18.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, apparently, because I'm just looking into this now, it fixed the issue that made restricted mode too restrictive. So the option, I guess, the older version filtered out millions of harmless videos, including hundreds of thousands featuring LGBTQ themes. Like there were two elderly lesbian women who got married. And so in one of Tegan and Sarah's music videos, they're a music duo. In one of their videos, they had this older lesbian couple getting married in the video. And so that got flagged and that was restricted. So I guess things like that, people are saying that's ridiculous to restrict all this stuff when there's nothing happening there. It's not sexual. It was just two older women, you know, having a wedding. So that kind of stuff, they've now unrestricted that.
Okay.
It unleashed 12 million videos.
Oof.
So that's how many were restricted.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You and Jennifer were talking about what you agreed. We were in a discussion of Donald Trump versus Bernie Sanders in a conversation about the practical side, not of politics, but of what's reality and what ought to be versus what ought not to be in our country. And so the focus on sanctuary cities heightened a bit over the weekend because the Justice Department has sent letters to New York City and Philadelphia and most every city in California and other places that were singled out by the Inspector General for regulations that interfere with the ability of police to communicate with those who have questionable immigration status. Basically, the reason that they've done it is because they don't obviously want to have these sanctuary cities, and they want to make sure that everybody knows what the consequences are going to be if you decide you want to make your state or your city a sanctuary city. You will lose all federal aid, period. End of story. So it does, you know, I found it refreshing listening to you and Jennifer, Victoria, talk about the things that you agreed to. Who with any common sense, and that's why I don't understand how the people in California get away with this. Who with any common sense wants to have a sanctuary city? Or
well, a sanctuary state is what they want. And Jennifer had mentioned last week, and she's correct. She said last week that, you know, when you really poll the people who live in California, they don't want that.
No.
These are just some politicians who are heavy-handed with their own agenda. I claim ignorance on this. I do not see what the selling point is of this for politicians. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I really don't.
For anybody.
I literally scratch my head on that. I don't get it. So, and that's the kind of thing where I was saying when we were talking about Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump, that's the kind of thing when people go, oh, Bernie Sanders is a socialist. Okay. Well, yes, he has said he is socialist.
In a way, yeah.
Right. Right. But he's not going to make all of America a sanctuary country. You know what I mean? That's not going to happen.
I mean, look at the stuff. Never mind Trump. I can talk about it in my own town. People that are running for office that planning. Or they promise to do this. This is my plan to do this, 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 and this. And they can tell you anything.
Right.
For years we've been listening to all these people. This is my promise. And they have no intention of doing what they're promising because they know they can't get it done.
They won't be able to get it passed. Yeah.
Is it that they're lying? No. They want it to be. This would be, in an ideal world, this is what I'd want to see happen.
Right.
But the practical world is different than the ideal world, and these things just can't get done.
And the thing that really bugs me the most, I think, if we drill down to the tension that America feels right now, everyone's stressed. I think you're seeing it on these airplanes, too. Everyone is just under so much tension. Psychiatrists have never had better business. They say, I mean, it's people, the apps to have an online therapist, they're blowing up. People are, I mean, we need an outlet. It's crazy. But the problem, I think, is really it's the fear-mongering. It happens on the left and it happens on the right. On the right, people say, oh, Bernie Sanders, he's a socialist and we're all going to be socialists like Venezuela. That's not going to happen. And on the left, Trump's going to take away all of our gay rights and all of our women's rights and everything else. Okay, well, that's not going to happen. The fear-mongering on the far left and the far right is the problem. Everyone else is in the middle, and we're kind of lost because we don't really hear anything other than the fear-mongering.
Yeah, it's all about fear. You're right about it. It's just so much fear, my
God. It's so annoying.
Fear-based thinking. Oof. All right, I'm going to tell you something right now that's going to make your day better. This is information for forward-thinking Americans. This is a 21st century godsend for revitalizing and energizing your heart. It is called Super Beats. There are a number of people who did research, the Mayo Clinic, National Institutes of Health, scientific studies galore, that confirm that using the nitrates, nitric oxide, in Super Beats, it comes from the beets, is the way to, like magic, open up your blood vessels. They will be expanded by as much as 60%. It boosts circulation through your entire body. This, my friend, if you've been feeling lousy, is the way to get rid of the low energy, the foggy thinking. If you're out of breath all the time, get leg cramps, stiff joints, restless nights, cold hands and feet, you need to call 800-655-4183 or go online and order Super Beats at DougLikesBeats.com. You try taking nutritional supplements, eating healthier, but you can't quite get things going because you haven't got enough blood going to the places that it needs to go. That's where Super Beats comes in. Now, when you go have your, you don't even have to go to the doctor. You can test this on yourself. Try Super Beats. Kara does it. Victoria does it. I do it. Opens up the blood veins and vessels and arteries so that the blood gets to your muscles, your brain, to everything in your body that needs to have support. Healthy blood flow brings you healthy blood pressure and also efficiency, stamina, maintaining your body. Cardiovascular circulatory health is number one. So in order to get it, you need Super Beats. Pretty simple. And it's all natural, non-GMO beets. They're all grown and cooked and then dried and powdered. You get it in a canister. And by the way, if you've never tried Super Beets before, here's the deal. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with that first order at 800-655-4183. Regular cherry flavor, yummy, guaranteed to work. Do the things I've described or your money back. All right, that's it. Free shipping, too. Mention Doug Steffen, 800-655-4183, or order Super Beats at DougLikesBeats.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Did you know that 34% of Americans didn't use any of their vacation days last year? That is crazy. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we bring together 10 million properties from the world's most trusted sites, making it easy to compare places, compare prices, and find the perfect vacation rental.
So check out Tripping.com today and take those hard-earned vacation days.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Now 53 after the hour here. Time for movie moments. Chucker's going to go through the weekend box office totals for us. But first, the music from Shawshank Redemption. One of the most talked about and arguably interesting movies. I'll sit here and admit that I've never seen Shawshank Redemption from the beginning to the end. I've seen bits and pieces of it on television, movies on the plane, but I've never had the time or never been able, been in the right place to figure out.
That's almost sacrilegious, Doug.
How so? It's good. Fabulous movie.
You know, it's funny. The reason we play that is I do a classic movie revival series, as you know, in East Stroudsburg, and we did last night a big screen revival of The Shawshank Redemption. Yes. And we had about 50 people show up. I thought it was an amazing experience to watch back on the big screen. I had originally seen it in 94, and my first comments to the audience was that I always enjoy showing one of these amazing classic films when they never show it on TV. And I got a laugh, of course, because the day before, the AMC was showing The Shawshank Redemption like five times in a row. It's one of the most played movies on television. Started when Ted Turner bought the rights for TNT about 15 years ago. They played it a lot. Now AMC plays it all the time. But Morgan Freeman, Tim Robbins, never done better work. Directed by Frank Darabont. It's a great film. I think one of the top 25 best movies ever made. It's a great movie, and people loved it.
So many great sort of sub stories.
And also, they laughed at a few of my jokes, and I got applause, so it was really good for my self-esteem.
Good for you, Chucker. I hope you feel that being on this program is good for your self-esteem as well. Chuck Curry knows more about movies and DVDs and videos than anybody I know, and that's why he's here on Movie Moments. He'll continue with his overview of what happened at the box office over the weekend in a matter of moments here.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the pool that will turn your kids' fingers into prunes on hot summer days. The living room where your dad will explain the nuances of football to you. Yet again. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll alphabetize your spice collection and discover forgotten, furry, what is that, in the back of the fridge.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
All right, so Chucker, let's go through the weekend box office
totals. I'll do the top five, and then you tell me what you saw. I'll tell you what I saw. Number one at the box office, second week in a row, Fate of the Furious, $39 million here in the U.S., $168 in 2 weeks. $900 million, Doug, worldwide in 10 days. That's pretty good.
They started production on the next one already, haven't they? They signed up. They made sure they could sign up Vin Diesel and The Rock to get onto the next couple of them.
You know, they've been talking about Vin Diesel doing Kojak for the last few years. I don't know if he's going to have time with these Fast and the Furious movies. Number two, Baby Boss, the animated film, plays second, $12 million, $137 million in 4 weeks. Beauty and the Beast, another $10 million, $471 million in 6 weeks, well over $1 billion worldwide. That plays third. Disney's Born in China, it did $5.4 million, and Going in Style ran out the top. $5 million, $31 million in 3 weeks of release. I went to see the movie Gifted with Chris Evans about a young girl who is a math prodigy. He's her uncle, takes her under her wing. He just wants her to live a normal child-like life. I like the movie a lot. I think audiences will resonate with it. It's a tearjerker, and I thought it worked. I give it a 8 out of 10.
He's Captain America, right?
He is, and he's very likable on screen.
He's from Sudbury, Massachusetts, around the corner here. I went to see Firefight, because my son is friends with Armie Hammer, and he said, go take a look. I didn't like it. I like Armie Hammer. I think he's coming into his own, but it was way too violent and stupid. But it was... somebody will see it. And
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.